Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to embark upon the path that, when followed correctly, produces one winner after another. Today, we're going to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. We'll find high-performing international talent, place them into high-performing environments that we build and run for you. And we stay on top of them every single day, so that you have no choice but to produce consistent results. We found this to be the fastest way to expand production, save time, lower stress, and get back to leading instead of micromanaging. Plus, you can save up to 70% versus hiring locally. Learn more at vaiq.net. Today's guest is Matt Reed. Matt is a highly successful website investor, angel investor, and a digital educator who has been involved in mergers and business acquisitions for nearly 30 years, in the $1 million to $20 million range. He's regarded as Australia's leading expert in website valuation, due diligence, and investing in digital assets. He was one of the first in the world to buy and renovate a portfolio of websites, a strategy he now teaches beginners to reach six and seven figure incomes. Matt, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
That's a really full-on question, Josh, but I love it. I think setting a vision when I was younger and achieving it, writing down my goals and never ever letting up and doing everything that I could to achieve my life's vision. And I notice a lot of people have dreams and they talk about it, but sometimes, life gets in the way or whatever. I never for a minute let life get in the way. And I think, as I look back at my life, I'm very proud of what I've achieved, particularly in business.
You know, a lot of us are pretty good at painting the picture of the dream, but most of us are not so good at actually executing the steps to go towards that dream and actually achieve it. What do you think would be the key that if somebody, everybody's got dreams, but most people never even touch anywhere near it. What are some of the keys that we can change in our mind to start actually getting us on the path?
Staying focused on the vision. I think that's something that I did do really well for, and it sounds intense, but literally for 30 years. Josh, I was inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger 30 years ago. I looked at what he achieved, and he's like a machine, that Germanic machine just said, I will do this. And when you read his biography from the early days, not his recent ones, and that's the ones that I read 30 years ago. And I just thought, right, here's a guy that had absolutely nothing, because I'm the same, I come from absolutely nothing. And so for me, the biggest step in achieving my vision was, besides what I just said, I'm proud of sticking at it, but is having mentors or people that inspired me along the way, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think that's for your listeners, it's so important to look around. And when I think I was 20 years old when I first started reading stuff about Arnie, I remember saying to myself, I only need one example of one person on the planet that's done it. And then I know it, I can do it myself. And so I looked around and I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I said, right, okay, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not going to do exactly what he did. But I had certain goals, and that was to create financial freedom for myself. And I think by having those inspiring models, so it's setting that vision first and then having inspiring models. That's probably one of the biggest keys to it. And Josh, from that point on, I went on this massive journey to just hang around successful entrepreneurs. I knew no one. I come from farm in rural Australia. So I moved into the city in Sydney, and I made it my mission to hang out with successful business owners. And yeah, I was shy, not confident, all that sort of stuff. So by setting those steps, that turned into a cascade of events that led me on this 30-year journey, bettering myself, upping who I hang around, and all the things then that you learn by hanging around successful people that have done it. So all
Hey,
started with a vision and listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger. There you go. That's funny. I just
yeah,
realized that
so,
when I look back at
right?
it.
Yeah, so it's, what's
Wow.
interesting about that is there's one thing that stands out, because the reason that Arnold was successful was because he was relentless, and
Yes.
He is famous, and you probably will know this as soon as I start saying it, but he's very famous for saying, hey, there's 24 hours in a day. You sleep six, that leaves 18 for you to get your work done. And some people say, hey, well, I need more sleep. And to that, I say, sleep faster.
That's a classic statement. Well, and in our family, so I then met Liz, and she's a ultra high achiever as well, very driven. And in our family, to that point, I'll hold this up. Your listeners probably can't see what I'm holding up, but it's my mouse pad, and it
GSD.
says GSD on it, which means I won't swear on here, but it means get stuff done.
Oh yeah, you can
And
say
our kids learned that, and to the point where our cars, that's the number plate on our car. We have GSD 100, GSD 200, and GSD 300 on all our
nice.
cars. So it's just that affirmation, get stuff done. And it's like Arnie said, sleep less and reps, reps, reps. And it's worked. It's a formula that works.
Yeah, that's great, man. And so let's talk a little bit about taking purchasing websites and creating income out of those. And so I have a broad idea of what that is, but you've turned this into an empire. And so I want to understand, like, give me the pillars of what this is and how it works.
Yep. So what we've done, and this is a moving space right now, obviously because of AI and how the search environment's changed. But traditionally, what we've done is bought not e-commerce sites, but more information product or advertising sites. So we get paid for, so they're kind of semi-passive, where people come onto them. If they take an action, we get either an affiliate commission or we earn advertising money through sponsorship deals. So that's kind of the model of the sites that we buy. And what we've done is we literally, so our background is buying and selling bricks and mortar businesses, wholesale import businesses here in Australia. And when our kids came along, we wanted time freedom, and to be able to live in the country again and stuff like that. So we discovered the online space, and we realized by learning off all these mentors that we learned off all over the years who bought multiple businesses, we could do that online, but at a way lower risk and cost. So we're not spending millions on businesses. You can buy websites for under $50,000. You can buy them for hundreds of thousands. You can buy them for millions, whatever.
Give me an
But
example of a type of business or a type of website that you would buy in that range.
yep, so we target passion sites. So ones where people are passionate about a topic, and particularly ones that help beginners. So things like how to play guitar better or how to play better golf. Or we've got one about pigeon racing, which is really bizarre. So all these weird and wonderful little very micro niche sites. And we love the crafting niche because it's so passionate. People love to learn how to sew, to knit, to crochet. Sites like, so anything to do with passions works really well because people start these sites, they're genuine, they're very real, and then they don't know how to monetize them well. So 5 years down the track, they just sell them quite, at either a good price, or you can just pick up really good websites and they've got a natural following. They'll typically have a big social media following as well. We also love, travel sites. Gardening's huge. Anything along those lines, or anything that sells online courses, but anything in a passion niche works really well, and you can pick up bargains there as well. And typically they don't have to be high price, so you can buy multiple sites when you know what you're doing. We just went out and did what we do with bricks and mortar businesses, but instead of being in debt to the bank for big sums of money, we're just buying up a bunch of websites that are cash flow positive from day one. And that's how we got going with it all.
Okay, and so where do you go to even find a website like this? Like, is there a marketplace for it, or is it really referral based, or where do you even go?
Yeah, there is now. Like, so now this is quite a sophisticated marketplace. So the biggest one is Flippa. But there's a bunch of brokers out there. There's 20 odd brokers that sell websites anywhere from, $5,000 up into the hundreds of millions. So there's a whole heap of brokers now. And there's Empire Flippers, Effie International, Quiet Like, there's stacks of them now. But when we started out, the brokers weren't in existence. And what that meant, Josh, is we just did what we always did when we used to privately buy business bricks and mortar businesses. We'd just privately approach websites that we'd see online, and we'd look for ones that are neglected because we renovate them. We basically fix them up and then we park them in our portfolio. So to this day, the reason I mention that, to this day, I still think that's the best way to buy websites. It takes a lot more effort. You've got to kind of cherry pick, and you can use the VAs to help you do that. But I still think that's where, and I look across our clients, some of the best deals they get are these private deals. Like they might be on a private travel Facebook forum. So I'm just thinking one of our clients, Annette, she's traveling, she's a what's called a grey nomad here in Australia, traveling around Australia, and she's retired, traveling around Australia in a caravan. In
It's
America,
a
you guys travel around in
very
RVs.
it's a questionable title, a gray nomad. Like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's an Aussie. That's
Call
what.
me a
Well,
blue one at least. I don't know.
yeah, but they basically do the equivalent of traveling around in an RV, but it's a caravan. And so she's in a Facebook group with her and her husband, and it's a big Facebook group. And someone put in there one day, "Hey, we've just finished our lap of Australia. We're going to retire our blog that we've had for 14 years. Does anyone want to buy it off us?" And this is like, there's over 100,000 people in this Facebook group, right? It's a private Facebook group. Not a single person saw any value in it because they're all retirees. They don't know anything about websites, but she's done our course and she reached out to this lady and said, "Actually, I would be interested." So she picked it up for, I think it was around 5 grand. And this is a 14-year-old travel blog, legit, with lots, 14 years worth of content on it for $5,000. So you don't have to know much about websites to realize there's a lot of value just sitting in that. And she got that site. Now she's just put affiliate offers on there for four-wheel driving stuff and things like that. She's got sponsors on it. It came with a big social media channel. It now makes around $4,000 to $5,000 a month net profit. And that's from a $5,000 buy in a private Facebook group. And that's a great buy. There's no risk in spending five, when you're towing a caravan around Australia or around America, 5 grand is not a lot of money, right? To buy a money-making asset. So they've got Starlink. When they pull up, in the campsite, she might do a bit of work on it every what couple of days a week. She's working on this website and she's retired. But she said to us, it's really nice money, 5 grand a month off that website. And now she's got
Yeah, for not
sponsorship
having to
deals.
do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a passion site. That's a really good, that's where we like to see beginners start as well. That's a beautiful thing here. If you're looking to get into a business, once you know how to do this sort of stuff, you're not risking $500,000 anymore to buy a bricks and mortar business. These are simple little sites that you build. And more importantly, like for Annette, now she is a retiree. She now uses, Josh, you should see it. She uses AI to do everything on that website. And a few years ago, she's working, a normal, she's got no idea how to do digital marketing stuff. And now she's a legend on AI. So
Nice.
pretty cool stuff when you're in your retirement age.
Yeah, excellent. And so, where can we go to learn a little bit more about the system? You said you have a course available. So, tell me where we can go and who this is a good fit for.
Yep. So we actually train a lot of American clients now. But our website is Australian. So ebusinessinstitute.com.au. And we've got a free masterclass on there that explains what our whole system is, like where you find these websites, a bit about how you do due diligence and the sorts of sites we're buying. So there's plenty of links on there for the free masterclass. But even if you just look at our interviews with our clients, you can see what they're up to and what they're doing. So we run a podcast where we interview all our clients so people can see, get that, what I said at the beginning of your interview, that inspiration. They can see at least one example of someone that's done it. That's the most important thing that I want to help people with.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Matt Reed, for coming on and sharing a little bit of his wisdom. For those of you who want to connect directly and learn more, you can go to ebusinessinstitute.com.au. And once again, if you're looking to expand your capacity as a business owner, we'll place a high-performing VA into your business and manage them for you so that you can grow faster with less stress. You can go to vaiq.net to learn more. Until next time, remember this: if you want to win, push your chips in.